OGPU Prison by Sven Hassel. Narrated by Sam Devereaux. Chapter 1. The one thing our Führer is afraid of is peace, but he needn't worry his head about that. Our enemies wouldn't dream of making peace with him. Porter in conversation with Tiny at a crossing of the Dnieper in July 1942. Happy was our laughter, there where death became absurd, and life still more so. Wilfred Owen. Après moi le déluge, the staff padre explains, goggling up at the Oberst who is gazing stormily down at him from the saddle of his horse.
Me mum left me when I was just a little lad, he sobs, self-pityingly.
You're drunk, says the Oberst, and taps his riding boots with his whip.
Wrong, quite wrong, Oberst, old pal,
hiccups the padre, emitting a long cackle of laughter which echoes in the morning quiet of the streets.
Take a closer look, old Oberst pal, and you will observe I am quite, quite sober. Even your horse don't notice it when I breathe straight in his face.
With the aid of a lamppost, he achieves the difficult task of getting to his feet and saluting.
Oberst, old sir, I will not attempt to deceive you,
he says with solemn honesty.
I am drunk, terribly, terribly drunk.
He gives himself a penance of 10 Our Fathers and 15 Hail Marys, but then loses the thread and says,
God, sir, permission to speak, sir. I am Staff Padre of the 3rd Army Corps, sir.
He embraces the neck of the horse and begs to be arrested, put in irons and carried off to jail.
But please, he begs with a sly cackle, please put me in Altmobit jail. They're having beans for dinner today. Come with me, Herr Oberst, old sir, and you'll see they're the best beans you ever, ever tasted in all your life.
Obstacle race to the glass house. Gregor Martin swears for a long time without repeating himself.
Escort duty, he snorts. Why in the name of the half a hundred heathen hells does it always have to be us? Why can't they just put them on a tram or something? All that shit with leg irons and handcuffs and loading with live. As if any one of them was crackers enough to bugger about escaping.
You don't understand a thing, smiles Porter happily. It is laid down in HDV that prisoners are to be taken to jail in irons and under armed escort. The army takes this kind of thing seriously. Send them on the tram? You must be round the bend.
Shut it now, growls Gregor sourly. And if you start one of those stories of yours, and it's about some prisoner, I'll bloody shoot you, I will.
My stories are not to be sneezed at, whinnies Porter. You can learn a lot from them. We were once escorting prisoners from Altona to Fussbüttel, and when we reached Gansmarkt, we all agreed to take a tram. But the escort commander, Oberfeld Wiebel Scham, had some kind of eye trouble and had to wear tinted glasses. We told him it was a number 9 tram we were getting on, and it ought to be a number 6, but he told us to shut it, like you just did. Wouldn't admit to himself his glasses played him tricks more often than not.
Up you, Schramm, we thought, and nipped up on the number 9, which had its terminus at Langdonsbrücke. All right, that's enough, shouts Gregor gruffly. We all know how it's going to end.
Not a bit of it, smiles Porter condescendingly. We wound up 3 days later with Marabou at Fussbüttel. But before that, Oberfeld Wiebel Schramm had gone bananas and we'd had to take him to Gießen. When all this lot was over, the escort became prisoners and the CO had to detail a new escort. This one was placed under the command of Feld Wiebel Schluckmeier, who had some kind of ear trouble.
If you're going to tell us he went batshy too, shouts Gregor, I'll do somebody or other a bloody mischief.
Oh, no, says Porter, looking insulted. I always stick to the facts. Feld Wiebel Schluckmeier never went mad. He did shoot himself, just before we got to Fussbüttel, and that caused us a bit of trouble because, you see, we couldn't just march into the glasshouse and report without any escort commander. Gregor snatches his P-38 from its leather holster.
One more word and I'll fill you full of holes.
Have it your way, sighs Porter, shrugging his shoulders carelessly. But you'll regret not having drawn on my wealth of experience.